So in the previous Mishnah, we ended off Zeh Kivin Libay, Vezeh Loi Kivin Libay. So we see when it comes to mitzvahs, Kavanas Halev has a lot to do with it, and may even be the deciding factor whether or not you're Yaitz in the mitzvah. Along those lines, the Tana quotes the following Pasuk. Pasuk from Parshas Beshalach, Kapitel Yudzayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph. This is during the battle with Amalek. So we learn in the Pasuk that when Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were Lamaila, the Yidden were winning. Like the Pasuk says, V'hayik hashe yarim Moshe yaday. It happened that when Moshe raised his hand, the Gavah Yisrael, Yisrael was stronger. V'cha hashe yaniach yaday. And when he lowered his hand, the Gavah Amalek, Amalek was stronger. Frek the Mishnah, v'chi yadav shel Moshe oisis milchama? Is it the hands of Moshe that creates the milchama, oishayvis milchama, or breaks the milchama? And the Mishnah answers, Ela rather, loy melach the Pasuk comes to teach you. Kol zman sheYisrael mistaklim klapi maila, as long as Klal Yisrael. Literally, mistaklim means to stare heavily. But it means they looked up klapi maila, they said, Ravayna shalaylam, help us. Umishabdin es libam, laviyam shabashamayim. And they were mishabed their hearts. They said, Ravayna shalaylam, we will be loyal to you. We will listen to your Torah and mitzvahs. We will try to fulfill our purpose down here in this world. We're makabal upon ourselves, oil malchus shemayim. When they had those kinds of machshavos, oyem is gabrim. They got stronger and stronger, but v'im lav, if not, if they began to think, ooh, if I move my sword this way or my shield that way, it's going to work, and they forgot about the divine shalom, hayanoiflim, they would fall. So really, it wasn't totally in the hands of Moshe at all. But the lifting of Moshe's hands was a hayrah. It was a message to the Bnei Yisrael. Look upwards. Be meshabed your hearts l'shamayim. And when they saw Moshe's hands upwards, they were mechabed their hearts with the proper thing. That's how the Tosfos Yom Tov explains it. Ki yaitza b'davana, similar vein. Again, the Mishnah emphasizing how kavana sometimes is everything. In Parshas Chukas, we find that when the Yidden were saying things that were not right, they spoke against Moshe Rabbeinu. Spoke not nice things about the man. They referred to it as Lechem HaKloikel. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu punished them. There were these poisonous snakes that were wrecking havoc. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them to do as follows. Parshas Chukas, Kapitel Chav Aleph, Pasuk Ches. Vayoymer Hashem el Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Asei lecha saraf, make yourself a fiery serpent. V'sim oisei al nes, and place it on a pole. V'hoya kol hanoshuch, and it'll be that anyone who was bitten, will look at it and live. And the Pasuk goes on to say that Moshe Rabbeinu made a serpent of copper and placed it on the pole. Does anyone remember where in Mishnayos we learned about this? Sechtes Psachim? You remember it's one of the things that they praised Chizkiyo HaMelech for. But later on when he saw that the Yidden were turning this into an Avodah Zarah, he destroyed this copper snake. But again, Mishnah wants to know, what does this mean? If they stared at it, they were cured? The Yidden were being attacked by fiery serpents. Chazal tell us that the poison in their fangs made their victims feel as if they were burning. You know why they had this punishment? Incidentally, because they spoke Lashon Hara. Who was the first that spoke Lashon Hara was the Nachash. What did they speak Lashon Hara on? On the man. The man had all the time in, and had any taste you wanted. Whatever you wanted to eat, it had that taste. And they spoke Lashon Hara on the man. Now what was the punishment of the Nachash? Whatever he eats tastes like dust. So it makes sense that for talking on the man, the punishment is to be bitten by a snake. But Lamaisa, we want to understand, so how did the cure work? By staring at a snake? Even people that were already bitten were cured. By staring at a copper snake, how does this work? That's what our Mishnah wants to know. Does a serpent, staring at a serpent, causes death or life? V'chi nachash memes? Does the nachash kill a nachash mechaya? Ella rather, bizman sheYisrael mistaklim klapi maila, when the Yidden look upwards. And once again, umeshabdin aslibim levim shabashamayim, they say to Bainu Shalaylam, we want to be meshabed our hearts to you. We want to figure out what we did wrong. We want to correct it. Hoyim esrapim, they were healed. Yim lav, and if not, hoyanim moikim. Then they would die. But it wasn't the snake. It was the snake of Hai that would remind them that everything is mida keneged mida. And if we do tshuva, that Rabbi Hashem can take away the bad gzeiros. So the Mishnah gave us two examples of where kavanas halev lovinu shebashamayim means everything. The reason the Mishnah gives us the example both with the Moloch and with the Nachash, explains the Sefer Aruch Lener, is that the Mishnah wants to give us an example of both Asei Toiv and Sur Meira. When they looked up at Moshe's hand, that gave them the drive to be mekabel upon themselves to do mitzvahs, to do good things. When they looked up at the Nachash, which represents the Yetzirah, that gave them the commitment, from now on we're going to stay away from that. We're going to stay away from Ra. We're going to stay away from the things that the Nachash wants to get us to do, like to speak Lashon Hara. Zakta Mishnah Vayta, the Mishnah concludes, the Mishnah now goes back to the previous halacha, where we said that if the listener is mechaven his heart, he's yaitza. Now don't think that's always the case. Sometimes even the listener could have kavan, and he's still not yaitza, as the Mishnah explains. Suppose the person blowing the shofar or reading the Megillah is a cheresh, one who is deaf and dumb. Now usually in halacha when we say cheresh, that's what it means. He can't hear and he can't speak. There are some rishonim that say when it comes to tkiyah shofar, even if he could speak, but if he can't hear, well, maisi is patur in the midst of tkiyah shofar, and therefore he can't be maisi someone else. Shaita, or a fool, he doesn't have das. Even if you talk to him, it sounds like he's answering what you're saying, but there are different simonim that determines that someone is a shaita. For example, he loses what you give him, or he goes out alone at night, or he sleeps in a basic forest, or he just rips his clothes. The katan, or someone who's a katan, he's a minor, ain matzinas rabim yidei chivasim, they cannot be mitzi the rabim with kias shayfer. Zaklal, this is the rule, the Mishnah reiterates. Kol she'enem mechuyev v'davar, if you're not obligated in that inyan, let's say kias shayfer, ain mitzi rabim yidei chivasim, you can't be mitzi others. What does the Zaklal come to include? It comes to include Nashim, even though women are mechuyev in many mitzvahs, but because they're not mechuyev in the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar, and that's because it's a mitzvah to say shehazman grama, it's a mitzvah to say that is contingent on time. Any mitzvah to say that is contingent on time, like shofar or sukkah, women aren't mechuyev in. There are some exceptions to the rule. Like matzah, they're mechuyev in matzah, they're mechuyev in kiddush, but there's a special pasuk that teaches us that. Sometimes we say they're mechuyev, like in Megillah, because afein hayav yaseh anes. But in regard to mitzvahs that they're not mechuyev in, like tiyah shayver, they can't be mitzi others. In other words, don't think dafke cheresh shayta v'katan that are patur on all mitzvah shebetayra, they're the ones that can't be mitzi. But maybe women that are mechuyev in some mitzvahs could be mitzi others. So the Zaklal comes to reiterate, even the women cannot be mitzi others. Now maybe some of you are asking, I don't know, my mother, my sister has come to tiyah shayver, and the answer is, they have the mitzvah when they hear the shofar, but they're not obligated to go in here. They're doing it because they want to be yaitz of the mitzvah, but they don't have to. If you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah, you can't be mitzi someone else. Okay, so what do we learn in our Mishnah? The Mishnah emphasizes the importance of kavana, and sometimes kavana is everything. Like when Moshe Rabbeinu lifted his hands, the Yidden were winning the war. It was just Moshe Rabbeinu directing the Yidden to be meshabed their hearts, laviyim shebashamayim. When the Yidden spoke Lashon Hara on the man, and the burning snakes came, and Moshe Rabbeinu made the copper snake high up on the pole, and whoever looked at it was healed. It wasn't the Nachash that healed them. By looking at it, they said, "Oy vey, we have to stay away from our Yetzirah. We have to be meshabed our hearts. Lavi and Shabbat Shemayim, that's what healed them." Then the Mishnah told us that a cheresh shaita and a katan. Then the Mishnah told us that a cheresh shaita and a katan cannot be mitzi the rabim yidei chivasa. Why? Because the rule is, if a person is not mechuyev in it, he can't be mitzi someone else with it. The Mishnah reiterated Zeh Klal, Kol She'enem Mechuyev B'Davar Einem Mitzi Yaseh Rabim Yidei Chavasan, and that was to include Noshim as well. Even though in general they are Mechuyev in many mitzvahs, unlike the Cheresh Shaita of a Katan, they aren't Mechuyev in any mitzvahs. But because they're not obligated in the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar, they can't be mitzi someone. Now, there are certain mitzvahs where even someone who's Mechuyev B'Davar can't be mitzi someone else. There's no possible way for me to be mitzi you in the midst of tefillin. You have to put the tefillin on your arm and on your head. I can't be mitzi with the mitzvah of netilas yadayim. You have to wash your hands. A mitzvah that's on the guf, the person himself has to do. But I could be mitzi with kiddush. I could be mitzi with birchas hamazayin. I could be mitzi with brachais. But I have to be mechuyev b'davar. I have to have in mind to be mitzi you, and you have to have in mind to be yotzei.